Tom Moody was part of the Macquarie radio coverage and also our cricket man here at 882 6PR. Tom, thanks for your time.
Absolute pleasure.
Wow, what a day.
Exactly. Yeah, well, it's the only way to sum it up. You know, Australia being rock and rolled so cheaply for 85 and then, you know, trying to crawl its way back into the contest. So not great news for Australia. Again, a massive batting collapse. We saw it in Perth when they lost 10 for 86. We saw it today when they lost 10 for 83 after being no wicket for two. And interesting enough, the last test before this summer, which is the third test in Sri Lanka, they lost 10 for 80-something as well. So Australia are getting all too familiar with these batting collapses, which is a real concern for, I'm sure, Darren Lehman and the captain, Stephen Smith.
Tom, let's go back before a ball was bowled. Australia were sent in after South Africa won the toss, and they made the decision of going with an extra batsman, Callum Ferguson coming in at number six, and Mitch Marsh dropped for the second test. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, it was nearly, you sort of sensed there was some inevitability with that, purely down to the weather that's down here. It was forecast rain, even though we hardly got interrupted due to rain. But there was that talk leading into the test match that maybe playing the six pure batsmen was a smart move, given that it was going to be a rain effect test match. You know, it didn't really make a huge amount of difference because, you know, Callum Ferguson sadly ran himself out very early in his innings. You know, Mitch Marsh, we know, has been under pressure massively with his batting form. His bowling's been pretty sound, but his batting at six has been a concern to the Australian team and the selectors. So it's now down to him to try to fight his position, you know, for his position at number six. Now, whether he gets an opportunity in first-class cricket before, you know, the next test match to stake a claim, you know, time will only tell.
Yeah, certainly a lot of pressure on Mitch Marsh. I'm just wondering how, what is he, 23-year-old has handled it. All these former greats coming out and saying he should be dropped and he shouldn't be playing. I tell you what, he's really been put under the pump, and I could just feel for him in some ways. It's probably, in the end, it's a relief that he's not playing.
Well, it goes with the territory, doesn't it? As simple as that. When you're playing professional sport, you expect to be resilient to that type of criticism. You know, you've got to take with the good with the bad. There's been plenty of positive stuff that's been talked about, whether it be Mitch Marsh or any other player for that matter. But when it doesn't quite go your way, you've got to accept that you haven't quite got it right, and you know you've got to fight hard to dig yourself out of those little troughs, and that's where Mitch is at the moment. And to be honest, that's where the Australian cricket team's at the moment. You know, their form has been well below par of recent times. They've got to find a way to bounce back.
Let's have a look at it. It's our lowest test total at home since 1984, and the back end of another great bowling performance by Vernon Philander, who picked up another five wickets, and they just couldn't play him today.
Yeah, look, perfect conditions for him. A good toss to win by South Africa and electing to bowl first. You know, the overcast all day. They had a tinge of green on the wicket, plus a little bit of moisture around. So, you know, the medium pace of Philander, you know, offering a little bit of swing and seam movement is tailor-made for his bowling. And he took full advantage. And, you know, Australia were very much exposed early on against that new ball and found it difficult to respond. It was only Smith that really hung in there right till the end.
We open up with a very rash shot by Dave Warner. Literally, it was almost a wide and he chased it. Fourth ball that he faced, and of course he got the nick and was caught behind the wicket. Okay, if he got away with it, he would have got away with it. But gee whiz, he didn't want to lose one early, and Dave Warner almost gave his wicket away.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. It's the dilemma you face when you've got a player like Warner. You've got to take the good with the bad. At the end of the day, David Warner is a player that's, I think he's scored about 15 test entries now, averaging 50 in test cricket. He's going to get out like that, as much as he's also going to, you know, give you massive returns like his career to date has, you know, statistically shows. You know, he There's not too many opening batsmen that average 50 at a strike rate of 80 and can turn a match on its head. So, look, I'm not defending the shot, but I'm just saying that, you know, I'm not going to get certainly my knickers in a knot over the fact that he's chased that, because, you know, that is his brand and that's why he's been so successful in Test cricket to date. The last thing I'd want him to do is to be fiddling around and poking around at the crease and nicking off to a ball that he would normally try to be positive to and be decisive.
Tommy, I know it's been a busy day for you. All out for 85 Australia at Stump South Africa, 5 for 171. So they're nearing a lead of 100, and you think they'd probably get a lead at this stage in excess of 150. Are Australia out of the game?
Well, one more session. If they don't bowl South Africa out in the next session, I think it's going to be very difficult for them to come back into the contest. They're nearly 100 runs in arrears already. So South Africa managed to bat another session. You can add another 80 runs to that. Any sort of lead of above 150, 160 is a significant lead in the context of this match.
And what about the forecast for tomorrow? They have predicted that there could be some rain about across Sunday. Is that going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not listening to any forecasts because they haven't got it right so far, so I can't see why they're going to get it right now. So, yeah, look, it is forecast rain tomorrow, but it was forecast rain all this afternoon, and we managed to, you know, not have any, you know, rain that got us, you know, off the field of play. So, yeah, look, it is forecast, but, you know, again, whether it hits Belrive Oval or not, it's another question.
Tommy, thanks for joining us. Go have your dinner, mate, and we'll talk to you again here on 882 6PR during the course of the second test.
Absolute pleasure.
Okay, Tom Moody there, former Australian and West Australian all-rounder, part of our Macquarie Radio cricket team. And you